Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
But soon we will all rejoice together in all Orthodox lands at the coming in the flesh of the Son of the Father, where Christ himself is born in a manger, the pre-eternal God. To offer an ample reflection on this joy of all joys, this great mystery of our redemption, is far beyond my own abilities. But it is not, of course, beyond the abilities of our fathers among the saints. And I would like today to share the joy of the Incarnation through the words of our father, Saint Ephrem of Syria, a great songwriter, poet, one who hymns the Lord with the depths of theology manifest in a tongue that sings with the voice of the Spirit. Saint Ephrem has written two hymns, two poems I would like to share today on this great feast of the Lord's coming. The first is a reflection on the Nativity itself. Saint Ephrem writes, "Glory to your coming that restored humankind to life. Glory to that one who came to save us by his firstborn. Glory to that silent one who spoke by means of his voice. Glory to that sublime one who was seen by means of his voice. Glory to that sublime one who was seen by means of his dawn. Glory to the spiritual one who was well pleased that his child should become a body, that through him his power might be felt and the bodies of his kindred might live once again. Glory to that hidden one whose child was revealed. Glory to that living one whose son became immortal. Glory to the Great One, whose Son descended and became small. Glory to that Great One who fashioned him, the image of his greatness and form for his hiddenness. With the eye and the mind, with both of them we see him. Glory to that Hidden One, who even to the mind is utterly imperceptible to those who would investigate him. But by his grace through his humanity, a nature never before fathomed is now perceived." Saint Ephrem reminds us in such beautiful refrains that the glory of God is perceived by human eyes in the very humanity he has taken for our salvation. His littleness is the very manifestation of his eternal glory. That which philosophers, which scholars, which analytic thinkers could never begin to describe is immediately visible, present, and perceptible through his humanity. Glory to God who has so revealed himself to us. And we must always remember that the small babe found in that cave in Bethlehem is the pre-eternal, glorified God. We receive a small child, but in the child find a king and the Son of the Father himself. The great paradox, the mystery of this night, is part of the unique joy of Christian people. We find our exaltation in the Lord's debasement. It is in his taking our humility that his glory is manifest. He is exalted in the very meekness of my nature. And it is by taking my nature, our nature, human nature in its fullness, that the mystery of the Lord's Nativity is not just a story about something God has done. It is a story about you and me. For Christ has fashioned our nature to his. He has become us, that we might be joined to him. And so when we hear, when we receive the story of this sacred nativity, we hear a story into which we are drawn, in which we are involved, we are implicated. And Saint Ephrem goes on to say in another hymn, It is a story that calls us to respond to the love so freely given. Let me turn now to his hymn, On the Night of the Nativity, which so marvelously encapsulates just this. Pure is the present night in which the Pure One appeared, who came to purify us. Let our hearing be pure, and the sight of our eyes chaste, and the feeling of the heart holy, and the speech of the mouth sincere. The present night is the night of reconciliation. Therefore let no one be wroth against his brother and offend him. This night gives peace to the whole world, so let no one threaten. This is the night of the most meek one, let no one be cruel. This is the night of the humble one, let none be proud. This is the day of joy, let us take no revenge for offences. This is the day of goodwill, let us not be harsh. On this day of tranquillity, let none be agitated by anger. Today God came unto sinners, let not the righteous exalt himself over sinners. Today the most rich one became poor for our sake, so let the rich man invite the poor to his table. Today we receive a gift for which we did not ask. Let us then bestow alms to those who do ask, who cry to us, who beg. The present day has opened the doors of heaven to our prayers. So let us open our door to those who ask of us forgiveness. Today the Godhead placed upon himself the seal of humanity, and humanity has been adorned with the seal of the Godhead. We are called into Christ's life by the very fact that on this joyous day of his nativity in the flesh, he has brought himself to us, God and man united. It is a gift which, St. Ephrem reminds us, is beyond our power to have asked. We could not have foreseen such a coming, such a self-emptying, such a self-offering. And yet, having received in our unworthiness such a gift, what response can there be but to take up the act of love and to share it with a world in such dire need of the Lord's care? The Incarnation, the Nativity, is above all the feast of Christ's almsgiving. He gives himself as alms for a needy world. Let us then, in our own meek way, offer alms to those who cry out in need. Let us share love, such as we are able, with those whom Christ loves, infused by his love, and given strength by it. The Incarnation, the Nativity, is a time for us to join the Lord, offering ourselves wholly to this world which he has fashioned. In doing this, we do not simply love our brother, but we grow closer to the Christ who presents himself to us. Allow me to conclude with a small remark made in the year 1962 on the Feast of the Nativity by St. John of Shanghai and San Francisco. The Church, he writes, today calls us to meet Christ who comes from heaven. What can we do in order to meet him like the Magi and not like Herod? Ye that desire life, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. It tends to be hard to do this. We are weak when it comes to everything good. But the Son of God came even for this, in order to strengthen us. Not for naught was he born in Bethlehem, which signifies the house of bread. He feeds us with heavenly food, his flesh. God, the Lord and Creator of all, as a babe in the flesh, is worshipped in a poor manger, crying out, "Eat my body," and through faith be made steadfast. These words of the divine babe are directed to us. Let us hearken to his call. Let us follow the Magi. Let us hasten with the shepherds. Our churches are now that cave of Bethlehem. Not illusory, but in reality does he, who is now being born in his most pure flesh, rest in them. Let us worship him. Let us offer as a gift our thoughts and desires. Let us confess our sins. Let us taste of his immaculate body and his blood. Whoever did not do this earlier, let him at least accomplish it now, when the star of Bethlehem is already shining. Our minds will be enlightened, and our heart will hear, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men." That, the concluding section of St. John of Shanghai and San Francisco's 1962 Epistle on the Nativity. How marvelously this great wonder worker of our own day, how his words marvelously reflect and recollect those of his forebear in the faith, Ephraim the Syrian. Both of these fathers revel in the glory of God, who has made himself known to us, made himself accessible to us. And as St. Ephraim reminds us that we should then go out and share that love with all the world, St. John reminds us that we must ever call ourselves back to this Christ. We must never wander far from him. And the mystery, the joy of the Nativity, is that we really never can. Bethlehem is not simply a cave from a moment in history. Bethlehem of the Nativity is present in every church. Christ is made flesh at the Holy Table, at every celebration of the Divine Liturgy. On this Feast of Feasts, let us rejoice that the Lord continues to take flesh, continues to make himself known. Let us cry out as we approach the chalice in joy, in humility, "Christ is born. Let us glorify him."
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.